Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our second Chris on the show this hour. Chris Bishop is back. I know. Settle down. I'm excited, too. We're always glad to have Chris back on the show. Chris has got an amazing resume, folks. He's gone from rock star to futurist. He's a technical expert. He's got many years' experience in the corporate world. The fact that he plays an instrument makes him a Renaissance man. That's all you got to be able to do, that and be really smart. And he's our good friend, Chris Bishop. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's good. Delighted to be back. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
It's good to have you back, as always. By the way, folks, the rock star thing, Robert Palmer, he was the bassist on, basically, if you go back and listen to those, to the beat of rock, Robert Palmer's music, you could tell that the bass line of all those songs basically made those songs. So congratulations to you on that, Chris.
Well, thanks. You know, actually, not a great segue, Jim, except that I got invited to do a tour of England at the end of July, like a week-long tour with this woman singer I played with in New York in the 80s. She's booked a bunch of indie gigs at this festival. So I'm going to go over there and
what's her name?
Her name is Elise Morris.
Huh.
And she's fantastic. She's a great singer, songwriter, piano player.
So, and you're going to invite me to go over too, right? Is that right?
Yeah, come hang out.
We might do that. Hey, Chris, I was telling the audience earlier about an event that you went to recently, and I've asked you to come back and report on this to us. Folks, if you've read my book, you know that I talk about quantum computing at the end of the book. If you don't, you've heard me talk about quantum computing a little bit on the show. I haven't talked about it a lot because I was waiting on something like this. I was waiting on having an expert like Chris to report on this to us. Chris, I was telling them before you got here that what we have now in front of us, the machines we have in front of us are digital computers. Ones and zeros, either or. The programs are either or, ones and zeros. The quantum computer, this is one of the things I'm trying to help people understand. The next things that are going to come at us, folks, are not going to be one step up, like from a fax machine to a Macintosh or something like that. The next things that are coming to us are going to be quantum leaps, not one step up, but quantum leap disruptions and differences.
Yeah.
And quantum computing is like that, isn't it?
Yeah, in every sense of the word, for sure. Yeah. So, yeah, Jim, so I went to this quantum event in Boston. I guess it's a couple weeks ago now. And there were very interesting conversations. I think, as I had mentioned, there were a lot of physicists in the room because it's based on quantum physics, so you have to have some pretty deep
Eisenhower. I mean, we're talking Einstein quantum physics, folks.
Yeah. I mean, there were charts that I didn't know what they were talking about. I mean, formulas and figures, mm-hmm. right? I mean, stuff mm-hmm. out of Goodwill Hunting. You know, mm-hmm. that level of conversation. But I would say that there are definitely people focused on it. There are companies that are doing it. One guy, actually, I know from MIT, I've heard him speak at other events, said that his company is writing software for computers that don't exist yet.
Before we get to those applications, I want to do that in the next segment. I've only got about a minute and a half. Tell them the essence of a quantum computer.
Yeah, well, so it's based on quantum physics, right? And instead of, as you say, data being either represented by a one or a zero.
Which are bits.
The way they describe it is these quantum bits or qubits that can be thought of as dots on the surface of a ball. Right? So they can be for one thing, they can be either on or off, or a little bit on or partly off, and they interact. They're superposition. They're terms for the way they interact, but they interact in very different ways. So you manipulate one, it manipulates the other. There was actually a guy at the event who had a book called Quantum Computing for Babies. And that's how he showed it. Was like dots on a ball that can be, moved around and manipulated. And what it does is basically it gives you an exponentially higher level of computing power.
And that exponential is the quantum leap I'm talking about. Folks, a digital computer, remember what we said, ones and zeros, either or, with a qubit, it actually can exist in more than one, in two places at once. And that's the difference. And it's the exponential factor and the applications that we're going to talk about after the break. 20 Till, right back with Chris Bishop. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.